This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 33 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that healing, renewing, regenerating system a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we are here for you. We want to be your go-to source in all things health and nutrition. Call us at 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in our next segment. Bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to Sonia Barrett about her movie, The Business of Disease. Sonia, I've known Sonia for going on 10 or 12 years. I first read her book, The Holographic Canvas. She's a prolific writer as well as a movie maker. I first read her book, The Holographic Canvas, probably 10 or 15 years ago. And I've had her on the radio show multiple times. She's just an amazing, amazing woman. She studies alchemy, the paranormal, consciousness. She works with Bruce Lipton and Dr. Jacob Lieberman, who we've had on this program. And her movie is The Business of Disease. We're going to be talking to Sonia at the bottom of the hour, so we'll get your calls in our next segment. 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com. or criticalhealthnews.com. All the longevity products you hear advertised or recommended on The Bright Side are available at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team if you're an entrepreneur and want to make some money. If you are a health interested type of person, that's kind of an awkward way of saying it, but if you're interested in health and nutrition, if health and nutritional strategies have helped you in your life, or you've seen it in others' lives and you want to participate in the multi-billion, even trillion-dollar health business, the longevity business opportunity is something you want to check out. Call 866-735-2470 for more information or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And while you're on the Internet, don't forget to check out our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls next segment. Sonia Barrett at the bottom of the hour. We are talking about, last program we left off talking about garlic and sulfur and NAC. Started off talking about mercury and the digestive system and heavy metals and minerals and the periodic table. We've been on quite a journey here the last 6 months or so. We've been talking, basically, a lot of what we've been talking about is physical chemistry, PCHEM. And PCHEM has a reputation for being the hardest subject in university sciences. PCHEM and chemical engineering probably are the two hardest things to study. PCHEM is physics and chemistry, quantum chemistry. Yet, to understand chemistry, really, to understand, to be able to play with it and really leverage its amazing powers without having to just listen to somebody else, you got to really understand the electrodynamics of all these things. That's what we've been talking about, the electrical nature of the elements on the periodic table. And of all the electrical elements, probably the most biologically relevant is sulfur. Sulfur is just amazing, amazing stuff. It's got this ability to attract things to it. It carries an electrical charge that the body uses. And guess where sulfur gets electrified? This is so cool. Sulfur gets electrified in the body by the sun. Yes, the sun. When you go out in the sun hits your skin, and the sulfur in your skin becomes electrified. Tell that to the next knucklehead healthcare professional who tells you to stay out of the sun. We get electrified by the action of the sun via its interaction with sulfur. This is why the vitamin D that you get from the sun is so much better than the vitamin D you get from food or supplements. The vitamin D you get from the sun is electrified by sulfur. It's a vitamin D sulfate. They call it vitamin D sulfate. And it's an electrified version of vitamin D. Cholesterol, same way. The sun electrifies, or sulfur from the sun, sulfate it's called, electrifies cholesterol and makes it a more liquidy cholesterol. It helps it flow through the liquefied parts of the body a little bit more effectively. It helps the cholesterol do its work more effectively. We're solar beings. We're photosynthetic beings. We make things out of the sun. Now, we have an intermediary. That sulfur is an intermediary. But via the electrification of sulfur by the sun, we become photosynthetic beings. This is all has to do with the craziness that's out there in the world of health, in the world of nutrition, in the world of medicine. And when I say craziness, I mean misinformation and non-information and wrong information and bad information. So last we spoke, we were talking about garlic. Garlic is a wonderful way to get sulfur. Garlic contains a sulfur compound called allicin, and this is the chemical that nutritionists are always talking about when it comes to garlic. And allicin is very, very important. Allicin is a byproduct of chemistry that occurs when you crush garlic. So if you're really going to maximize the health benefits of your garlic, you want to crush it. You don't want to slice it. You want to crush it. It's the crushing action that gives it gives garlic its medicinal potency. Same thing happens in onions. You want to crush your onions if you want to get the medicinal potency rather than slice your onions. If you crush your onions, you release all of these sulfur enzymes. Interestingly, the sulfur compounds in onions are volatile and the ones in garlic aren't. This accounts for the watery eyes that you get when you're slicing onions. But not as much when you do it with garlic. Both cases, the release of these chemicals occurs upon damage to the vegetables. The flesh of the veggies gets damaged. And by the way, when you cut a garlic, you're still going to get some of that allicin, but not as much as when you crush it. The whole idea is that when the plant is damaged, these defense molecules punish the insects that decide that they're going to eat a little garlic or onion. These are defense molecules. The allicin, the sulfur, the phytonutrients in general are defensive molecules. And we can get the advantage of these defensive molecules. And you say, well, why is it that these defensive molecules, which are technically poisons, why is it that they're so good for us? Well, in order to understand why the poison in vegetables is good for us, you've got to understand hormesis. Hormesis, H-O-R-M-E-S-I-S, is a biological concept, a biochemical or biological concept that says a little tiny, 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 tiny bit of a poison stimulates your body to make anti-poison. It's the logic behind using venom. It's the logic behind homeopathy. A tiny, tiny trace of poison from a plant, which we've evolved with, stimulates the liver to make all kinds of wonderful things. And that's true about all phytonutrients, and it's especially true about these sulfur compounds like allicin. It turns out that allicin and these sulfur compounds that are electrical have an ability to open up the outside part of a cell. The outside part of a cell is called a membrane, fatty membranes. Membranes are made of fats, and they open and close in response to things. Acids, for example, can have an opening effect on cells. This is one of the reasons why you want to use alpha hydroxy acids on your skin. Acids can have an opening effect on skin cells. Certain nutrients will have opening effects on skin cells. Fulvic minerals, electrified minerals, will have an opening effect on skin cells. Retinol, vitamin A, will have an opening effect on skin cells. opening up cells is a very interesting property that phytonutrients, a lot of phytonutrients, have in this. Can it be leveraged? We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. And get your phone calls as well. 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. Got Sonia Barrett at the bottom of the hour. We'll take a commercial break and be back right after this.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben Gott. lots of lines open for you. In fact, we don't have anybody waiting to speak to us, so now's the time to get on board at 844-236-6010. We got Sonia Barrett coming up at the bottom of the hour. Sonia is a visionary, true visionary. Got a radio program called The Expansion Zone that's on KPFK in Los Angeles, and she's a prolific writer and author, blogger, and she's got all kinds of websites going on. We're going to talk today about her movie, The Business of Disease. The Business of Disease is a documentary that explores the marketing of sickness, the hypnosis of marketing, as she says. She calls it the hypnosis of marketing and belief systems and the body's ability to heal. That's what she says. The Business of Disease is an exploration on the hypnosis of marketing, belief systems, and the body's ability to heal. And guess what? That's what we talk about here on this program all the time. So she's right in line with the bright side, but she's got some interesting takes on it. We'll talk to Sonia at the bottom of the hour. 844-236-6010 is our number. We're talking about allicin and garlic. Garlic's kind of interesting in the sense that it helps open up cells. It increases permeability. There are these things on the outside part of cells, this is so cool, that are like garage door openers on the outside part of the cell. Remember, we're talking about a little living entity that is conscious. And when I say conscious, I mean it makes decisions. Yes, a cell makes decisions. It decides what it's going to do. How it makes those decisions, that's a whole other story. The divinity, the magic, the spirituality, the consciousness, the power of a little cell is beyond even, it's just beyond belief if you really study it. And I've been studying it for 30 plus years. It's mind-blowing. Cells make decisions. They decide on things. One of the decisions they make is whether to open up or to stay closed. They have garage door openers on the outside. Oh, they don't call them garage door openers. They call them voltage gates. Yes, voltage gates. That's the literal term. That's a scientific term for these garage door openers that are on the outside of, or garage doors, I'm sorry, that are on the outside of cells. And garage door openers, there's little switches that open it. They call them voltage gate and voltage gate activators. And there's certain things that act as voltage gate activators. And the garage door opens up and the payload goes into the cell. This is how cells get fed. And there's certain things that do that. And by understanding the voltage gate activators, you can really make some really good products. You can make some great skincare products. I've been using voltage gate activators since I started creating skincare products. That's a little secret. I don't tell anybody. Well, I'm starting to tell people because now it's starting to, we're starting to know more and more, and crazy ideas don't sound so crazy anymore as we explore biochemistry and biology and get really into the weeds with our ability to detect things. So I've been talking lately about voltage gates. Voltage gate activators and skincare products. Alpha hydroxy acids work. Alpha hydroxy acids, for you guys who don't know, are things like glycolic acid, lactic acid, malic acid. These alpha hydroxy acids open up voltage gates and they deliver their payload, which in the case of acids is protons, which activate the cells. This is why alpha hydroxy acids are so good for your skin. Citric acid from oranges, malic acid from apples, glycolic acid from products, lactic acid from products. Use our Truth HA mineral hydrator. If you use our Truth HA mineral hydrator, you get the protons from the acid, which act as voltage gate or garage door openers. The protons go into the cell. Protons are pieces of acid. Pieces of acid activate the cell. But they don't provide energy. Their energy comes from electrons. The little pieces of electricity, which come in minerals. You always want to follow your stimulators, your acids on the skin, with electrons. All of these have to do with the voltage gate. Sulfur opens up voltage gates. Sulfur from allicin in your garlic opens up voltage gates. And guess what? That means garlic is a great bioenhancer. All right. 844-236-6010. We'll continue talking about garlic and sulfur. Got some folks who want to talk to us, and we're running out of time. Sonia Barrett at the bottom of the hour. Rhea in Japan, my new best friend. What's going on, Rhea? How you doing? Do I have Rhea?
Hi, pharmacist Ben.
Hi, Rhea. We're becoming all buddy-buddy. I like that. That's awesome. I have a friend in Japan.
Thank you for everything you do. I'm learning so much from you.
Nice. All right, cool. What's going on in Japan these days?
I have a couple of questions today.
Yeah. Yes.
First of all, I need to know what's the difference between an acne and a rash.
That's a great question. Acne is a generic word somewhat meaningless, that refers to the specificity of rashes. Rashes is a literal word. Acne is a made-up word. Does that make sense? Acne is a kind of, it's a generic phrase. It's a kind of a concept. Rashes are literal. They're
okay,
right
I'm
on your face.
Confused. I think.
Don't even think about acne. Think about rashes. Acne is just a made-up word.
For me,
you have a rash on your skin.
I have a rash.
Yes.
And the other thing I wanted to ask was, I think I might be reacting to vitamin B. And I know that you...
No, you keep coming up with these crazy ideas, Rhea. Listen, Rhea. You're not reacting to meat. You're not reacting to vitamin B. You're very cute, though. Very cute. I see you working here. You're allergic. You're not allergic, but you're reacting to something you love a lot. Not B vitamins. You're reacting to something that you love a lot. You're eating a lot of. You're eating a lot
Do
of
I
it.
Do I ever have too much vitamin B, though, like in supplements?
You can get a rash. You can get a redness from niacin. That's about it. You know, I don't say rash. You may get little bumps, but they go away. The B vitamins are water soluble. Water soluble stuff is flushed through. So you're really not going to have a sustained reaction from B vitamins. You may get an immediate rash from niacin. That's about the only thing. And then it goes away.
Well,
it's something you're eating. Or it could be something, it could be a way that you're processing something you're eating. So it may be that you can still eat that food, but you got to use digestive enzymes. I don't know what it is. It's hard to say. Assessing the reaction between food and your body is the hardest thing we have to do when it comes to figuring out our health. It's very tricky, but you have to do it. And that's why I would say to fast first, because it makes it easier. I know it's very hard to do. But if you want to truly control your life and control your body and control the state of your health, it's a must. It's not an option if you're sick in any way, shape, or form, because the blood carries toxins as well as nutrients. Mm-hmm. And once it gets contaminated through the digestive system, that's how it gets contaminated, you're off to the races. You can't stop it after that. You've got to stop it before it gets into the blood. Once it's in the blood, you're going to deal with a reaction. It's a reaction. That means there's an action. You can't stop the reaction. You have to stop the action. Does that make sense? You can't stop the reaction unless you stop the action. Okay?
So I'm back on the hunt again.
Back on the hunt, my dear. But you're going to be so happy when you find it. You'll feel so liberated. All right, one more call in. Thanks so much for calling, Rhea. I appreciate it. Have a beautiful day in Japan. Kendrick, what's going on, my friend? Kendrick?
How are you?
How you doing? I can always count on you to say something very clever and insightful and spark and stimulate my mind. So what's going on? I'm happy to talk to you.
Okay, so, you really put me on the spot because I had a very simple question time when I called in.
I wanted to ask you,
how do you suggest that we crush onion?
With a knife. You press. You can get a little hammer and put the onion in a plastic bag. I got to go, Kendrick. Call me back tomorrow with that. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Sonya Bear is coming up right after this. Don't go away.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The House Judiciary Committee is meeting at this hour, but former White House counsel Don McGahn has ignored a House subpoena to testify there about special counsel Robert Mueller's final report after the White House instructed McGahn not to testify. Now McGahn could be held in contempt of Congress. New York's Democratic Mayor Bill de Blasio recently announcing he's running for president, and it drew some strong reactions, negative ones, from many members of the media, from the New York Post to Fox News. De Blasio says,
"To me, that's like the walk in the park. I didn't even notice that, because I deal with really tough issues every single day. I deal with the toughest press corps in America. I deal with, unfortunately, with the number one terror target in America."
De Blasio speaking on CNN this morning. Two people have been killed in the second fatal float plane crash in Alaska within the past week. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100. Or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on The Bright Side, and I am thrilled and honored to have our next guest on. I've been a fan of Sonia Barrett's for many years. First read her book, The Holographic Canvas, probably, I don't know, 15 years ago or so. And since then, I've just been following her. She's got, it's not that difficult to follow her. She's got all kinds of things on the internet. She is a prolific writer, a visionary, beautiful human being, and she is the producer of a movie called The Business of Disease, which we are going to talk about for the next half hour. Please welcome to The Bright Side, Sonia Barrett. Hey, Sonia. Sonia.
For having me on, and thank you for all that you've just said. I wasn't sure if I was on the right.
No. You're being so humble, but you know that's not true. You are epic and galactic, and your work is so important, so important, Sonia. I mean, you are raising the frequency, and that's really what it's all about. You're raising the frequency of the planet with every word you type out and everything you say. I mean, you got so much stuff you're doing, Sonia. You can't just be doing it just for fun and games, and you can't just be doing it for the money, because your work is too important. I mean, it really, really is important stuff, and I don't say that lightly.
Yeah. So, and that's where the business. No, I enjoy what I'm doing. I enjoy sharing my own expansion. Is the truth of it. As I stretch my mind and dig into more, I share it.
That's beautifully said. That's beautiful. I love how you gamify life too. I love how you look at life like a play and like game. I mean, we're talking about the business of disease, and a lot of dis-ease is not seeing life as play, because it's dis-ease. You're out of ease, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, we become very invested in the character, I always say, in the role that we play, and most people don't really see it that way, or they just don't know, because they're so programmed to really summarize the totality of who they are with this identity that has really been sort of created for us since we were children, and then social identity and so on. So I think that's very, very important. That's a significant part of it, is to really step back and to be able to recognize that who I am, who I think I am, I say Sonia Barrett is, I have to see the character that really identifies as Sonia or Ben in order for me to see the bigger picture.
You know, it's interesting you say that, because identity is like when you actually make yourself the same as. So you like become your role. You make you, this you thing, whatever that is, you know, that's the really deeper question, is what is this you thing? Somehow makes itself identical with the role. It identifies.
Absolutely.
It's like we take a case of mistaken identity, I always think of. I would love that phrase. It's a case of mistaken identity. Right?
Yeah.
But maybe there's a purpose to really, maybe we can't be in the role to the extent we need to be if we're somehow detached from it, do you think? You know what I'm saying? Like, if we don't immerse ourselves totally.
Absolutely. It's like the actor playing a role
really
and
it.
Forgetting that he or she is really just acting.
Yeah.
And then takes on the totality of that character and really just begins to live from the point of view of that character. Pretty soon you get lost in it.
Yeah.
But at
maybe
the
that's
same
why actors
time,
are crazy. Maybe that's why actors lose their minds sometimes. Jim
right.
Carrey talks about that.
And at the same time, the only way to really have the full experience here is to be the role, is to really dive in and be the totality of that role in that moment, but at the same time learning that, understanding that that's what it is. I'm on stage right now. I'm performing, and this is where meditation and all of those kinds of tools come in, because it is that moment when I like to say, leave the stage. And that's really what those kinds of practices are really for. It's the opportunity for us to leave the stage. And when we talk about getting centered, that's really what we're talking about. When we talk about being in the now, all of those things, it's bringing ourselves to that space where we're not our characters. We're in a much different centered space. And so it becomes objective and not this polarized experience, because that's what the character experience is. Always a polarized experience, meaning that it's good or bad, it's black or white, you know, it's positive, it's negative, and it's this
always
constant
judging.
Swing.
Yeah, we're always judging, interpreting the environment. Is this good or is this bad? Is it pleasure or is it pain? And it's like it's part of our heritage as human beings. We're like the descendants of brains that thought that way. Right.
Right. Well, it's survival. I mean,
survival,
it's this constant assessing of the environment.
Right.
to protect oneself and to be on guard. And because of that, yeah, we live a life of being constantly on guard. And if it's not on guard for physical danger, it's on guard for protecting ourselves, our emotions, that part of us, making sure that nobody's saying anything about us. We're concerned how we, you know, how we look or how we appear to other people. Mm-hmm. Do they like us? Do I have value? So that's survival, too. So we're constantly running these survival programs, which wear us out, yes, and they do work our adrenals. They do take you down. And these are things that we don't hear about enough for people to begin to be more educated about their bodies, to be able to identify when they're living from that space.
So is disease an inevitable, in your opinion, an inevitable result of this identification of the character? Is it always, if you're in the character, is disease inevitable?
I think it is, but it depends on the roles that we're playing. It depends on the role of the character. I mean, let's put it this way. The character that maybe, say, somebody else is playing is like constant victimization. They're always a victim. They're always a victim. And they find themselves in situations where that keeps supporting that idea of, you know, being a victim. So therefore, the inside, what's going on in the body, that person could stay in a constant where their heart is constantly racing, or they're in this emotionally draining space all the time. That can lead to a road of dis-ease, because that's mental dis-ease, which then can lead to physical dis-ease. So it depends on the role we're playing and also what the propensity is in the body, that person's body, for a particular illness that may have come through the genetic history, or the environmental history of family lifestyle. So it's all of those factors. But everything can be avoided, but we just need to understand, you know, how we wake the sleeping giant, how we wake something that's been sitting that would only come up if we're traumatized or if we're in constant stress and shock.
So do you believe that these physical manifestations of dis-ease can be addressed in a non-physical manner, or do you have to address the physical symptoms physically?
In many situations, it may require both. One is because of how our minds are wired. We're very wired to externalizing, so we somehow feel better when there is something from the outside, whether it's something that we have to take, because that's what we believe in, something from outside. We're less familiar with in the internal healing process or internal potential for healing ourselves.
Hey, so
here's the music.
We got some music. We got to take a break. We'll be back right after this. I want to jump into the actual business, the marketing culture, as one of your guests on the movie talked about, the marketing culture that is associated with the disease, with our disease business. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side.
Ed Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there. And the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. The B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidemen.com.
That's brightsidebed.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Sonia Barrett, visionary author, prolific writer, blogger. She's got all kinds of webinars, all kinds of stuff. Go to SoniaBarrett.com for a website. Actually, TheRealSoniaBarrett.com. Sorry about that, Sonia. TheRealSoniaBarrett.com. Sonia, you've got this really interesting quote in the movie, The Business of Disease. I'm just going to read it real quick. Quote, through the intense marketing of disease and pharmaceuticals, people are driven to desperation through fear and forced to continue turning to the very system responsible for the spreading of beliefs, disinformation, disease-related products, and toxic environmental conditions, unquote. There's this kind of nefarious aspect to the business of disease where people are manipulated to do things that are not in their best interest. Can you speak to that a little bit, this whole idea of the marketing of disease and its impact on human beings in general, on humanity in general?
Well, I guess, wow, that's so many different angles with that. One, we're bombarded by billboards and advertising, television, just everywhere. And Ben, I like to remind people that reality is really sold to them. So ideas and concepts are sold to human beings about what, how to interpret reality, and that
sold
includes,
or inoculated, sold or injected. Are we injected with it, or are we sold? I mean, selling implies you have a decision to make, or is it that we're injected with it?
We're sort of our minds are injected with it from the very beginning. I mean, because it's one generation to the next. So it's, you know, your family, you're raised by your parents, and they do the best that they can, but they're also, I always like to say, infected as well.
Infected, with, yeah.
With the same kind of information. So we just keep passing it on. You know, there are moments where, for example, yourself, where we're more awake, we began to ask questions. I ask questions, you ask questions, other people, some of your listeners do. But at the same time, they're still bombarded by the kind of information that does inflict fear. And for those people who really have not stepped outside of the, you know, the box and they're still in the box, yes, the very system, they go to the very system that has planted a lot of the beliefs and the stress and all of that, they go back to them for help. And then yet they end up coming back with solutions that just compounds the problem.
Well,
so this is what we are dealing with, and so people need to understand that. A very simple one, everybody knows this. The commercials, we always talk about the side effects, but yet we can't understand who's taking those things. But you do have to remember that not everybody's hearing completely what you're hearing. If somebody, say, for example, is a hypochondriac, or somebody, let's go with a hypochondriac, and then suddenly, you know, they have all these symptoms. All they're hearing is the symptoms, they can relate to that, and that thing is a potential solution, and then they hear, ask your doctor if it's right for you. All the other side effects don't really come into play. You see what I mean?
They look half they're climbing mountains while they're taking their statin drugs and their COPD medication, and they're jumping
exactly.
out of the airplane,
and the
commercials, they're happy, and they're happy, they're running
that.
Through the forest.
You know, they're playing music,
you're
cutting their lawn, they're going out partying.
They're cutting their lawn, that's great. I like, the lawn is always green, it's beautiful, it's like suburbia. It's awesome, I know. I laugh when you say side effects. I'm a pharmacist, and I think side effects is just the word makes it sound like it's an oopsie. Like it's an accident.
Mm-hmm.
It's a side effect. It's just a little thing. No, it's
don't worry about it.
It's how the thing works. You're gonna have anal leakage. There's no guarantee. It's just gonna happen.
But you're gonna feel happy.
You're gonna be happy because your cholesterol's down. So are you? Did I hear you say consensus reality is an infection?
It is. It's we're, you know, I always say we're infected.
That's pretty good. I like that.
We spread that infection on.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, it's a requirement.
Right, but you can be inoculated
with this.
You can be inoculated. There's ways that you can be inoculated. And that's the good news. Is yes, there is. It is an infection, and it's passed on to us. But we can be inoculated through critical thinking. Yes, do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. The moment that we begin to allow ourselves, because I'm using that word because it's very important. The moment that we allow ourselves to ask questions that are maybe not considered the norm or acceptable in one's environment or among your peers or among your family, you don't ask those questions. But the moment you begin to ask is the very beginning of your body, your cells, hearing this questioning. And people need to really understand this. Your cells, every part of you is hearing every thought, everything that you're saying, and it's taking its cues from you.
That's great.
You, the you that is the owner of the vehicle. And so everything you're thinking and saying and believing is being heard. So the minute you start at questioning something, your body is now ready for the next phase. Oh, so does that mean that we're going to check into this? Oh, is there a possibility we're realizing that this can be changed? It's all of that. It's giving yourself permission to do that. And it can start with just that simple thing. It's stepping outside your box of predictabilities and comfortabilities and what's considered the norm and acceptable beliefs.
So, in other words, we have control to a certain extent, or we can begin the process of detaching from the consensus reality that says that we have to be in fear of disease or we have to break down. We can start the process simply by questioning. We can start
Absolutely.
The detachment process simply by questioning.
Simply by questioning, and that's what it's about. But if we don't question and we're just living the protocol, protocols, I like to call them. We're just living the accepted protocols of reality, then that's all we're doing. We're just living, this is what you do automatically, the robotic self is, you know, just in effect, but the minute you start asking questions, and this is how human beings have been moving through life and evolving, you know, well, believe it or not, but this is what's happened, because we adapt to change. We adapt. It's the only reason why human beings are still on the planet. Somehow, with everything that happens, humans adapt, and so they're able to continue to remain here, regardless of some of the conditions that have occurred. But that's because we started to say, you know, either what if, or ask questions, or if only I had longer legs to run from these, you know, lions and tigers and bears or whatever. And ultimately, over time, you know, human beings, their legs grow longer, or groups on the planet where they've gone through a period of famine, and the brain gets the message that perhaps the body needs to be made a bit smaller now, so suddenly there are a shorter tribe of people as far as for food intake, for survival. So it's amazing in terms of what human beings actually do anyway, but now we need to consciously make these changes, send messages on a conscious level of what we actually would like to have occurred. But this is something we've been doing all along. We are regulating our reality. People just don't realize that. Every step of the way, human beings have been regulating themselves. And what is the key thing here that human beings want to do? Survive. That is our
always.
Core thing, is
yeah.
to survive. So we find a way through all kinds of catastrophes on the planet. There's always a group, a small group, if
uh-huh.
nothing else, that found a way to survive. Whether they go into caves or wherever they go, we will find a way to survive. That's
so
what we do.
What about the notion that a body at rest tends to stay at rest, this notion of inertia? We are a certain way. What can people do to create a change so that they can turn the thing around, so that they don't stay going in the same direction? Is there one thing people could do, especially if they're sick, especially if they're dealing with some kind of illness or health challenge?
Okay, and I know when you're dealing with illness, health challenges, it's a tough one, because sometimes you feel all is lost. But I think it's to just stop and go, okay, you know, when did this begin? Sometimes we just have to go back there and say, when did this begin? Sometimes it's just to look at what the conditions were in one's life when it started. I'm not saying you have to do this big thing on it, but sometimes it just requires that, to observe the stress, the unhappiness, the conditions that the suppressed feelings, the I don't express myself enough. All of those things just need to be seen, to be understood. And sometimes it's just a matter of taking ownership, going, oh my gosh, I never noticed that before. I see exactly when these headaches started. I see what was going on. Okay, what was I feeling?
Becoming
and
self-reflective.
And then maybe assessing that moment.
And
we can just start making little changes there. What am I taking right now?
Sonia,
are there other things,
Sonia,
maybe
we're
that
out of time.
I can take,
Sonia,
in substitution of this?
Sonia, you said so much wonderful things, but we're just out of time. The real SoniaBarrett.com. Please check it out. It's an awesome website. And Sonia Barrett, you're an incredible, incredible woman. Thanks for being on The Bright Side.
Thank you so much for having me. Thanks to your audience as well.
Okay. Bye-bye.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.